is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, head to nature.com/nature/podcast.
I'm up first this week, talking about a new paper that details the use of transgenic stem cells to treat a condition called junctional epidermolysis bullosa, or JEB. Now, JEB is a genetic condition that affects the skin, making it incredibly fragile, with the top layer, the epidermis, failing to attach to the base layer, known as the dermis. There are different severities of this condition, and some people experience chronic skin wounds or blistering of their mucosal membranes. There is no cure for JEB, and these recurrent skin wounds can lead to infections and a predisposition to skin cancer. 40% of children born with JEB die before they reach adolescence. I wanted to get a sense of what life is like for somebody with JEB, so I spoke to Anne-Marie, whose daughter Tia has the condition and has had health issues since the day she was born.
She had literally no skin on her left leg from her knee downwards, and bits on her hands and her face and things like that. I literally saw her for a split, like 5 seconds, and she got rushed to Great Ormond Street Hospital. Now, obviously, because of the effect when she was little, on her left foot, her toes were all fused together. When it was so sore and so raw, it was hard to heal them separately.
Life for Tia is different than for most four-year-olds, as the slightest knot can cause her harm.
When she does try and walk, it frightens me. It frightens me that she'll fall over and hurt herself. She done it before at school. She tried to walk and she fell over and ripped all her skin off her arm.
Anne-Marie told me that Tia's injuries can sometimes take weeks to heal, and in some cases, not at all.
She's 4 years old and her left leg has never, ever, ever been healed. She's always had dressings on her legs and her arms and occasionally on her back and her belly since the day she's been born.
JEB is clearly a very serious condition that severely affects children like Tia and also their families who have to provide constant care. So let's talk about today's paper, though, which perhaps offers some hope for the future. This work began in 2015 when a 7-year-old boy with a severe form of JEB was admitted to the burns unit of a hospital in Germany.
The disease of the child that was already very severe to start with, it got worse and worse, and at a certain point, instead of having so-called normal blisters, the patient lost basically the skin because of heavy infection he had. He lost about 60% of his epidermis, and despite all the attempt of the surgeons, at a certain point he was losing 80% of his skin. And I have to say that the prognosis of the kid was very, very, very poor because of this.
This is Michele De Luca, head of the Centre for Regenerative Medicine at the University of Modena in Italy and corresponding author on the new paper. Due to his severe pain, the boy had been placed in a medically induced coma. With treatments failing and options limited, an experimental approach was attempted, which began with the team behind the work obtaining a skin biopsy from an area of his body not affected by any blistering. Now, the mutation behind the JEB in this case was in a gene called LAMB3. This is one of three genes that encode a protein called laminin-332, also known as laminin-5. You can think of this protein as an anchor, helping to hold the epidermis to the dermis. Michele and his colleagues used this biopsy to establish a culture of epidermal cells, which were modified using a virus that introduced the correct version of the LAMB3 gene. These modified cells were then used to grow essentially an entire new epidermis that the team transplanted back onto the boy in a series of operations that began in late 2015.
In three operations, the entire body was covered, basically, and the kid was going out of the coma. He was in good shape. When he was admitted to the hospital, he was 17 kilograms. That was in June 2015. And then in February 2016, the surgeons at the burn unit, they discharged the kid that was back home. And by March 2016, he was back to school.
It's been 2 years since the boy had his first skin graft. I asked Michele how he's doing now.
Being so inflamed for 7 years, you see some difference with normal skin, but they are small things, you know. In terms of the function of the epidermis, that's fully functional. And as a matter of fact, the kid now is behaving like a normal boy. I mean, he's going to school, he's making sports, he's playing football, because the skin is functional.
Now, this work is, of course, rather exciting and has obviously made a huge difference to this young boy, but this is still only a one-patient study. Work still needs to be done, for instance, to ensure the safety of using viruses to deliver genes, although Michele says the evidence from this and from previous work is encouraging. Having young children have to undergo extensive surgery is also far from ideal. In this case, however, Michele says that the approach was justified, although he sees the technique being used differently in future, and rather than doing a few very large transplants, he suggests that multiple small epidermal replacements to a child shortly after diagnosis would be a better way of going about it. Michele and his colleagues are making steps to treating junctional epidermolysis bullosa, although it will take time before any treatment is routinely available. I asked Anne-Marie about the future and what she hopes for Tia.
To be honest, I hope they find something that's going to help her. That's all I want, is something to help her. Help her forget the pain she's in and help her to do normal day-to-day things that other children do. That's what I really want for her. But if obviously that can't happen, I hope she grows up to be a happy little girl.
That was Anne-Marie Foster-Price, a member of the Epidermolysis Bullosa charity, DEBRA, which had a role in funding this research. You also heard from Michele De Luca from the University of Modena. You can read the full paper and a News and Views article at nature.com/nature.